No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Connect the Dots on the Post It Up Network. My name is Kyle Bowen. This show right here, the one you're listening to, it's quite simple. On our network, we have a playlist, the Post It Up playlist. Every Sunday, it's been updating with 22 songs. How long has it been doing that? 210 straight weeks. And on this show, Connect the Dots, we put the pieces together. We figure out why the playlist is looking the way it is this week. And all we have is this button. That's all we have. And all this music. 22 songs. Every Sunday. Yes, every Sunday. Let's do it. Number one, we have Bad Luck by SL. Yes, SL. From the UK, I believe. He's only 17 years old and dude's got talent. His skill set, amazing. His wordplay, amazing. I'm talking like I know so much about this dude. I've literally heard one song. I was scrolling through Instagram. Noticed that Alex Tumay mixed this track. Clicked on it. Fell for it. And now it's the number one song on the Post It Up playlist this week. Next, number two, we got Wavy by Lil Keed. Just a perfect song. Another example of what Young Thug has done for the world of hip-hop. And I hope that Lil Keed fans don't take offense to that. I hope that Keed himself doesn't take offense to that. It is what it is. Respect your elders. Keed, man, I'll say this, though. Once again, perfect song. People are really fucking with this. I've been seeing a couple people post about this song. Good energy, good performance. Stretches those vocals. Gotta love auto-tune, real talk. Next. Number three, we got Blinding Lights, the Chromatics remix by The Weeknd, the Chromatics, and Johnny Jewel. I recommend that you listen to this song with headphones on. That was the word I got from the boss. Enjoy the song. And this album, After Hours, phenomenal. It really is a piece of work. It really is. Number four, we got Take Your Time by Gavin and Murtha and Eyes and Danny. What's going on there? A lot of names. A lot of people collabing on this song, and it's beautiful. It takes me back. It takes me back to the 90s and the R&B I was listening to back in the day, okay? It really does. And I'm lying to you, okay? In the 90s, I was what, 4 years old, 3 years old? I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but it sounds like the 90s. Number five, we got Message for God's Children by Tory Lanez. A great rap performance by Tory Lanez. Yes, we all know Tory Lanez has a personality, charismatic. You can sell Tory Lanez. And now with more exposure, Tory Lanez is going to be recognized for the music even more. A lot of talent behind a dude who isn't a very good basketball player. At the end of the day, you can't have it all. Number six, we have Haze by Jesse James Solomon and Sam Wise. Is this that party song? I believe I found this song on the Bad Luck radio station. Good way to find music. Let that shit just fly. This song came on. It reminded me of a party bus. And I fuck with party buses. Why the hell not? You only live once. Speaking of party buses, those were a thing for me way back when. Way back when was also a time when you could use the parents' house for a personal house party. And this song always played, House Party by Meek Mill and Young Chris. If you haven't heard this song, do me a favor and listen to it only when you host a house party, okay? Be super, super drunk or just in tune with the music and embrace what you're about to listen to. Absolute chaos, an absolute party. What a performance by both Young Chris and Meek Mill. Next up, we got For My Dogs by Waka Flocka Flame. Can we look up the lyrics to this song right here? I'm telling you, this is a masterpiece. No sarcasm. I remember this song just hitting the veins during my ball hockey days. Why? Because my ball hockey team was called 1017 Brick Squad. Okay? That's the truth. That's just the truth. I'm saying that out loud and I'm so proud. I'm so proud. Okay? Hear the lyrics. I'm a ride. I'm a ride. I'm a live. I'm a live. I'm a die. I'm a die for my motherfucking dogs. That's what we were listening to before ball hockey games, and that's why 1017 Brick Squad was by far the most notorious team at Central City Arena. That's just a fact. Now, we got a song that I fucking love. In fact, I will say that it's probably the best rap song of the year. When to Say When by Drake. I don't give a fuck who wrote this. I'm sure Drake did, but even if he didn't, I don't give a fuck. The performance, the wordplay, the bars, the storytelling, the arrogance, it's all there. Once again, the best rap song of 2020. Next up, we're switching it up with Die With A Smile by FKJ. This song right here, it's a journey. Heard it for 40 seconds. And let's be real. I was a little stoned and I went on a journey. It made me dream and I fuck with songs that make me dream. Oh, look at this. Look at this. A little bit of controversy. A little bit of a question here for the listeners. Is Akon similar to Don Toliver? That was brought up during the conversation with the homies, with the team. And we had a laugh about it. And then I started listening. And I fucking hear it. And for Don Toliver, that's awesome. I mean, Akon, say what you want about the man. And a lot of people don't say much. People just know this. Super well respected in the world of music. That Akon is. And if you're compared to him, you've done well. You've done well. We have Body On Me by Ashanti, Nelly, and Akon. Just a great song. Yo, Akon, I'm hearing that. I don't even want to mention it, okay? I don't even want to mention it. Will Akon do it? Will he end? Yes, end. Next up, we have Don Toliver with Too Lil Shorty. Performance, perfect. The beat sounds similar, in my opinion, to Body On Me. It just gives me the same feeling, and that's what we're going with this back-to-back Akon Don Toliver thing. You know, that's what we do here on the Post It Up playlist. At number 13, we have Flying Lotus with Tierra Whack and their song Yellow Belly. Sets the mood. It really does. When the sun is shining this week and I'm walking my dog Loki, this gonna set the mood. And Tierra Whack, she's a staple on the Post It Up playlist. I'll never forget the day I met her while I had my cheese head on at the airport in Chicago. We're going to tell that story down the road. I'm sure we'll have an interview with Tierra Whack down the road, and we'll talk about that. I'm going to show her the photo, and that conversation, it's going to be something. Let's be real. Number 14, we have Fuel Injected by Swollen Members. Yes, Fuel Injected by Swollen Members. I vividly remember this song when I was younger, and little did I know that it had so much to do with the beautiful city of Vancouver. Speaking of Vancouver, we have Illy Miniachi next with Cordova. Pockets. Pockets, okay? Illy Miniachi, he finds pockets that you cannot find, and that is just a fact. Love this song, Cordova, on the Post It Up playlist. Next up at 16, we have Uzi. We have Sid with Urgency, okay? This song is a dream. It's a dream. It's wavy. Has you really doing a couple things, okay? You listen to the song and you understand the extent of Uzi's talent, his range. And this song also has you punching yourself in the face for not listening to enough Sid. Go back and listen to the internet. and you'll enjoy life. You really will. At 17, we have Sid again, because I punched myself in the face and told myself I needed more Sid. And I love this song, All About Me. Great writing, great performance, a lot of swagger. I saw Sid live. I forgot about that. Was it at the Vogue? She put on a show. She got all the ladies. Amazing performance. Amazing artist. Again, punch yourself in the face. Kick yourself in your own dick somehow, some way. If you're not listening to Sid. I'll be real. I'll be honest. Because that's who I am. Kyle Bowen at the Posted Up Network. I have not listened to the following song yet. It makes the list. Solitaires, Future, and Travis Scott. I'll be real. Again, I only put this on because Arshan from Kids Take Over, who we interviewed in a past episode of Loki, you should check it out, has been raving about this song. And I gotta respect the dude's ear. I do. If he's saying something, I'm listening, and that song, in this case it's Solitaires, is making the Posted Up playlist. I'm hearing that McAvoy is coming out with new music. And that's a good thing to hear. His latest track, Settle Down, finds its way on the playlist for maybe the fourth time. I compared him to Offset after he made the song, and it sounds so absurd. It made more sense before, but now that I say that, I'm just laughing. It had something to do with the flow. Yes, McAvoy's able to turn on a dime in the middle of his songs, and it's always fascinating, and it's always full of talent. That's the thing, McAvoy, songwriting, production, and his voice. Dude's a Swiss Army knife, let's be real. Settle Down at 19. At number 20, we got some reggaeton, okay? Of course, we have to do it for the people. Shout out Colombia. I love Colombia. En La Cama featuring Daddy Yankee by Nicky Jam. This is a fun song. Listen to the music video. It's a blast in the past. Also, listen to Nicky Jam on The Breakfast Club. He was on last week. And he told a great story. He has this show on Netflix. I watched it while I was in Colombia. It's available once again in North America now. I'm not even going to try pronouncing it. Just search up Nicky Jam when you're watching Netflix. And you'll be entertained. I've never seen a show like this. I really haven't. Shout out Nicky Jam. At number 21, we have Ate Couture. I believe I'm saying that right. Probably not. What am I saying? I never say anything right. And this is by Rosalia, premier talent in the world of music. Authenticity. You really don't know what you're gonna hear from a song that you've never heard before from her. Like, she's just all over the place, and it works. It sounds organic. It never sounds forced. And I don't understand one word. Last, at number 22, we got Coyle Ray with Good Day. Coyle Ray, you want to talk about real energy. You want to talk about swagger. You want to talk about confidence. She's got it. She does. She may be a superstar on the low. She definitely feels that way about herself now, which is great. Will she get that recognition from the masses? I think so. Good Day. Been out for a while. Sends out the right message, okay? For the Posted Up playlist this week. But if you're feeling, you know, a little hard, feeling tough, listen to Add It. Okay, Add It. It's quick. It's at you. It hits you hard. Coyle Ray is building a pretty deep discography. Again, in my opinion, and you know what? My opinion is really the only opinion that matters. That right there is probably not a fact. That's it, the Posted Up playlist for this week, May 17th. Enjoy it for 7 days. We'll be back next week with Connect the Dots. And we'll be doing it. We'll be going for our 211th consecutive week of updating the Posted Up playlist. That's a lot of bottles of Gatorade, okay? That's a lot of updating this playlist while you're on the toilet or in bed. That's a lot of dedication, and that's a lot of consistency, okay? You do yourself a favor, subscribe to the playlist on Spotify, Apple Music. It would be there if Apple Music didn't, you know, didn't suck. And fix your life. Fix your life. Let us make your playlist, the Posted Up playlist. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Follow the Posted Up Network wherever you do your following. Subscribe to the network. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the Posted Up Network, we appreciate it. Peace.